Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 15th of September 2020, and the message for today is resilience. The basic meaning of resilience is the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape, elasticity, flexibility and pliability, like elastic being stretched and returning to its normal size after being let go. Psychologists define resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats or significant sources of stress, such as family and relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace and financial stressors. Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from such difficulties. There are 7 skills to build resilience. 1. Remain calm. 2. Use your body as feedback. 3. Accept what is. Embrace change. 4. Nourish yourself. 5. Build positive social relationships. 6. Find your purpose in life. And 7. Practice your skills. Resilience is important for several reasons. It enables us to develop mechanisms for protection against experiences which could be overwhelming. What are the 5 pillars of resilience? 1. Self-awareness. 2. Mindfulness. 3. Self-care. 4. Positive relationships. And 5. Purpose. Many factors that determine resilience, such as genetics, early life experiences, and luck, can't be modified. But specific resilience building skills can be learned. These include breaking out of negative thought cycles, pushing back against catastrophizing, and looking for upsides when faced with setbacks. What are the strategies for becoming more resilient? Healthy habits, getting enough sleep, eating well, and exercising can reduce stress, which may in turn boost resilience. Similarly, being sure to nurture close relationships can help an individual find support when trouble arises. Regularly thinking about morals and actively living according to one's values have been linked to higher resilience. How can I be more resilient in a crisis? Any crisis, such as the coronavirus pandemic now, can test resilience. Looking to loved ones for help and emotional support, increasing self-care, and focusing on the aspects of the situation that are under your control can help you weather almost any storm. Resilience is what gives people the emotional strength to cope with trauma, adversity and hardship. Resilient people utilize their resources. It is the mental reservoir of strength that people are able to call on in times of need to carry them through without falling apart. Enthusiasm is common. Endurance is rare. It is really wonderful how much resilience there is in human nature. Let any obstructing cause no matter what, be removed in any way, even by death, and we fly back to first principle of hope and enjoyment. A 17th century Japanese poet and samurai once said, "My barn having burned down, I repeat, my barn having burned down, I can now see the moon." That is resilience for you. I quote Nelson Mandela yet again, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me how many times I fell down and got up back again." J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame says, "Rock bottom became the solid foundation in which I rebuilt my life." When we learn how to become resilient, we learn how to embrace the beautifully broad spectrum of the human experience. Resilience is very different than being numb. Resilience means you experience, you feel, you fail, you hurt, you fall, but you keep going. Resilience is based on compassion for ourselves as well as compassion for others. Like tiny seeds with potent power to push through tough ground and become mighty trees, we hold innate reserves of unimaginable strength. We are resilient. No one escapes pain, fear, and suffering. Yet from pain can come wisdom. From fear can come courage. From suffering can come strength, if we have the virtue of resilience. Resilience isn't a single skill. It is a variety of skills. Resilience is knowing that you are the only one that has the power and the responsibility to pick yourself up. Resilience is advancing despite adversity. In conclusion, I want to quote Kenneth Ginsberg in his lovely book, A Parent's Guide to Building Resilience in Children and Teens, where he says, there are 7 C's to watch out for. 7 C's to watch out for are control, competence, coping, confidence, connection, character, and contribution. It's good for all of us to dwell on these sometimes. Thank you.